We're starting with Hashem Sinakuf. We'll start with the Machaber. The Machaber says, Bria Dahainu, Gagoin Namala, a Bria, for example, an ant, or any other bug, Ayoif Tome, or a bird that is one of the Tome species, it's the 24 Tome species that the Torah speaks about. Vigir Anoshe, or Gir Anoshe, Behir Menachai, or a limb from a live animal, a complete limb, or beitza sheyesh bo afloyach, or an egg that has in it a chick, or kiyotzebe, or something similar to these, afilo be'elef leibetela, if not bottle even in 1,000. But these things have the din of a bria. Now bria is not bottle, as we'll see, this is the din of a bona. We see, as we saw in the shir, that there's 4 conditions in order to be a bria. So now the Mechaber is going to write what they are. Ve'en lo din bria, that does not have the din of a bria, el in kain hu dabor shehaya b'chius. It has to be something that has life, has had life in it. La'fukei chita achas shel iser, to exclude a kernel of iser, a kernel of wheat, for example, of tevel, that's aser, it does not have the din of bria, because it doesn't have life in it, never had life in it. It has to be something that's aser from the beginning of its creation. To exclude an oif tahar, a bird of a tahar species that became an avela, that wasn't shechted properly, died or wasn't shechted properly. So that is something that is not asim mitchilas b'yasim, because an oif tar can be eaten if it's shechted properly. B'shar niskal, also the iser, the ashar that an animal, an ox or any other animal that killed a person. So the din is that it has to be at the time they had bezdin in Yerushalayim, bezdin would kill the ox. So this is called a shor niskal. So the iser of shor niskal is not an iser that was on the animal from the beginning of its creation. So these things are not called a bria. So that's the second condition. The third condition is that it has to be something that's complete, that if you cut it into pieces, it's not called the iser. It's called the piece of an iser. Lafuki cheleb, the forbidden fats is called cheleb, even if it's complete, if all the cheleb or part of a cheleb, only part of the cheleb. That's not a bria, even though it's aser mitchilas b'yasai from the time it's created, and it's also something that has chiyus, it's part of a live animal. Nonetheless, it's not a bria because of this third condition that it's even if you divide it, it's still called chaylev, not a piece of chaylev. And the fourth condition is v'chein sarav sheish shalim, it has to be something that's complete at the present time. Once it's cut up, it's no longer called a bria. So those are the 4 conditions. Let's see, there are more. V'iku giranosha ina ela al-kaf bovad. It's only on the roof of the hindquarters. V'hu kolechav arba isfois. And it's the width of 4 fingers. V'imhu shalin bria. And if it's whole, it's called a bria. Let's do a more. Now, let's see the Taz Sifkon Aleph. The Taz says, "Bria dahainu chashivas de bria shaloi tehei betela himidu abanam." The chashivas that a bria is not bottle, this din is only midu abanam. The kivan sheminatoya yesh chashivas de loikin al achilasa afilo hi pachos mikazayis. That since minatoya there's a chashivas of a bria that you get malchus for eating it, even if it's less than a kazayis, the hostomoksiv, it says in the Torah, eitzel minim tameim, by things that are tummy, lo yisoichel oisem, you shouldn't eat them. Afilohem katanim, even if they're small. So even if they're small or less than a kazayis, you still get malchus. Al kenechmir, rabbonim betaruvis shalahem, therefore the rabbonim were machmir by the teruvis, that since you get malchus, midar raisa, that midar rabbonim is not bottled, even in 1,000. It's bottle like other isurim, bottle below. So what's the difference? The nafkamina, the difference is if it's daraisa or darabona, then in suffolk you have a briya iloy. If it's a suffolk, if it's a briya or not, have a sveka darabona or bottle. It's a suffolk darabona and it's a bottle. V'chein b'chol ha'dvarim and the amrina l'kamon she'ena b'talim. Similarly, all things that we say we'll be learning in the next couple semanim, that is not bottle. Kagoyim royal is stabit. For example, in some kuf aleph, or something that's counted that we'll see in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, also that it's not bottle. That in such a case, if it's a suffix, if it's a chtichul iskabit, or if it's a davishib minyan, then we say it's bottle. But if it is a complete bria, ayechad mahani, she'en bisbatl, or it's certainly a chtichul iskabit or a davishib minyan, elisha is a suffix, but the is a suffix, but ze afilu ba'elef loy bottle, in such a case, it's not bottle even in a thousand. Since the Isser is a suffix, and we derisa, we say suffix derisa l'chumra, so now we have to look at it as a certain Isser derisa, and therefore it's not bottled even in a thousand, even though it's only a suffix Isser. For example, Beitzi suffix treifa, kiyetze by an egg of a suffix treifa is a suffix midaraisa, and therefore it's called a bria and it's not bottled. So from the Taz we see that it's an Indin Durabonon, and therefore if it's a Suffolk, if it's a Bria, it's Mutter, but if it's a Suffolk Yisr, that's a Bria, it's Aser. Now let's see the Shach. Let's start with Sukkot and Aleph. So the Shach says Vigid Anoshe is a Bria. So the Shach says, "Dahavi bechiyus, so it has life in it. It comes from a live animal." Chidush Rashba, this is found in the Rashba, the Ramban, Paragat Anosha, Bechen Eva Menachai, the same thing. Sifkan Beis, the Shach says, "Or Beis a chish by a froyach, an egg that has a chick." Bereish Siman Kuf Yud, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, Nistapak Avistiyosef, the Mistiyosef is in doubt. Ichshika Bria, Kishiyesh Bar Tipas Dam. If we have an egg that has a blood spot. He has a doubt whether it's called a bria. Me'achar the shoda tichla b'kula. Since the tichla means decay, the blood. We say asers if it's real blood spot. Not like today. Today usually it's what's called safna da'ara. Eggs, blood spots. There's no roosters, so it's a totally different din. But in the olden days where you had roosters, so the blood is the beginning of a chick, so we say once it has a blood spot, the whole egg is aser. The decay spreads throughout the whole egg, meaning that the whole egg is aser. So therefore, so now, since the whole egg is aser, the question is whether it has a din of a bria. V'tshuvas v'blevi im chaviv, simen peches, chasur pshitos tahavi bria. V'maralim chaviv, since it is a bria. Shach says, "Ulefin is daiti niwa delay have a bria." In my humble opinion, it's not a bria. Kivan shandain ain boch yusa, since it does not have any life. The gamba beitzes afloyach loy ashkechan david bria. Even by an egg that has a chick, we don't find that it's a bria. Umen asfar niwa delay have a bria. And in logic, we would say it's not a bria. The ha high beitzah mitchilas bria sahis mitaris, because an egg that has a chick is mutter in the beginning of its creation. The gamba idna, when the egg is first laid, it's mutter, the egg is mutter. The gamba idna the kogovel ha'afroyach de terahu, even when there's a stage of the development of the chick, then it's also mutter. Tidalel sem pevav, sekon chav. Gabi afroyach, with basis trefal, which by an afroyach, by a chick of an egg, of a trefal animal. So it really should not be a bria because it's not asim tchilas bria. Say, ela de b'chadusha rajba perikin anoshin daf tzedekhasim an aleph kosav the Rambam perikin zvob milchas macholas asuris machashva bria. The Rambam, the Rashi writes it according to the Rambam, it is a bria. Va'achov nimshach beisiyosef sem peivav, and the beisiyosef follows the Rashi in the name of the Rambam. וכבר כספתי לאל, נעבירי בו פריביסלי, סם מפיבה, פסיקון תזיין, ואין המוכרח כלל בדברי רמבה. That it's not certain in the words of the Rambam that an egg with a chick is a bria. V'hilkoch, af she'ein elahokol bebitzit zafroyach, even though we cannot be meikol by an egg that has a chick, makol mokom vandi bebitzit dam, certainly an egg that has a blood spot, ein la'esok klal, you should not call it a bria, kivan deles beichayusa, since it doesn't have any life. Shuv matzasi bebedek habayis la beseisef, besimen kufyud, I found in the Beit Kabbayis, that's the Beis Yosef's votes notes in the second edition of the Beis Yosef. The Basin de Miboile Hada Pashtale. After he had the question, and the second time when he wrote the Beit Kabbayis, he answered his question, the Nira Dele Habibriya, an egg with a blood spot in Nanabriya. There's a Nira Daiti Khan in that Shulchan Aruch, and this is what it seems from it, that he holds in the Shulchan Aruch, because he says, but it's only if it has an Afarach, but not if it has a blood spot. ובספר לחם חמודס דף חופו וצויף עמד א' כוסם, ולחם חמודס writes, it's פירוש על הראש, אני רוצה contemporary of the שח, וזה על השני, ובסימן קוביוד נסתפק אביס יוסף, וסימן קוביוד אביס יוסף is endowed, אם בנמצא בדם חושן בריאה, if an egg that has a blood spot is a בריאה, ובשולחנו שלא היא סימן קוב כוסם, and the Bishyasa Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, the Briah, that an egg with a blood spot is a Briah. That's what the Divrei Chamudis writes. I can't understand it. The Tema, it's a question on the Divrei Chamudis. That Rabbi Shulchan Aruch Kosa, Beitzis Afroyach, Bedavka. The Shulchan Aruch only writes that an egg that has a chick in it. Our Benimtza Bodam, but if it's only a blood spot, Adra Abadoiti Deloy Abbe Briah. We see pretty clearly from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not a Briah. Kamash accepted, like I wrote previously. So then the Shach adds in parentheses, it seems that he sent his question to the Divrei Chamudis, V'heitshevan there. Divrei Chamudis answered him, V'zeh L'shein is always the words, V'adai L'shein itzach tikun, my words do need to be fixed, V'sheyach gam enimtza bo efroyach l'briya. And I meant it only to say that an egg that has a chick is a briya, but not an egg that has a blood spot. So the Divrei Chamudis agreed with the Shach. So that's the Shach says that an egg that has a blood spot is not a bria, an egg that has a chick, even though he says there's reasons to say that it's not a bria, nonetheless he bends to the Mechaber, which is following the Rashba, according to the Rashba's understanding of the Rambam, that it does have a din of a bria. Okay. Let's see, Sifkot Gimel, Tafuk Hechita Achas Shel Iser, Afu Bishi Yasura Mitchilas B'Yosa, even though it's also from the beginning of when it came into existence, Kagoin and Shokalayim, Kagabla, for example, Kalayim, forbidden mixtures of fruits and vegetables. Nonetheless, it's not a Briah because it is not, does not have Chiyus. Sivkat Dalad, Neshach, Lafuki Oif Torish and Isnabal, that Asimit Chilos Briosa excludes and a kosher species of Oif that became an Abela, a kosher Ganitrov, and certainly if it became a Trefa, it's also not called Aser Metchilas B'Yosei, but Mashmah Divrei Poskim, the Loishna and its Nabal B'Shechita. So like this, it does not make a difference whether it's died or became an Nevela through an improper Shechita, V'chein Pasuk HaBach. This is also the Psak of the Bach. This is Sivkot Nehei, Lafukei Chelev, then Michalek Shmoyalav excludes Chelev. So the Shach says, the Choshev Iser Mitchilas B'Yosa. It's called Asim Mitchilas B'Yosa, the Choshev Briyas Neshama. Right? So as soon as it comes into existence, and it has a Briyas Neshama, given the Havi Bechiyusa, since it comes from an animal, we're going to get a Nosha, and the same as given Nosha. Afil Hachi Lo Havi Briya. Kivan She'ena She'ilo Yechalik Shmai Chelav Olav. Since if you divide it, you cut it into pieces, it's still called Chelav. If you divide it, it's not called Eva Menachai or Gid Anoshe, Ela Chatichas Gid, Mechatichas Eva Mechri. It's called a piece of a Gid or a piece of an Eva. And the Shach says, Cotton Vav, the fourth condition is, V'chein Tzach Shiyash Shalim, it has to be complete, Lafuk in the Svasek, if it got cut up, or Nechtach Mamena Eva, Echad, or if one Eva got cut off, I feel that Eva She'enam Nisham and Tuliboy, even if it's an Eva that is not a life-supporting limb, it's still, once that part is cut off, it's called an It's not called a bria. It doesn't have a din of a bria anymore. The Rashba tells us by saying, "Ah, for shem Ramban, go Ramban." This is said by the Rashba, Ramban, Ramban, but I am the siman kuf aleph sifad. And seeing siman kuf aleph sifad, we'll learn about this din of nisfasik. Okay, let's just see the two more tazen. Tazef cotton beis. Taz says, "V'chein tzarch sheyei shalom." It has to be the whole. Pirush loy tamed the ikra kapeda shetzarch sheyei shayich boy leimer in yachalak in shemayilav. That it has to be something that if you divide it, it doesn't have the name on it. V'az have a bria filo be'emes in shalom. And in such a case, perhaps it's a bria even if it's not complete. Kamash shalom. That's what the Shulchan Aruch tells you. The dafki yehei gam kin shalom. It has to be complete in order for it to remain having the din of bria. From this last Gabriel, I am Simon Kuf Aleph Sevav. If it doesn't cut up, we'll learn, as the Shach also said, sends us to Simon Kuf Aleph Sevav, which we'll see in the next year. Taz Gimel, Kavicha Baba Etzboys, Abisha Godel, Ubekeves Cotton, Shtetz Boys, and in a sheep, a small sheep, it's only two fingers, and in a Gedi, the Primogon says it's even less than a finger. So today it's not that we don't eat the Gid and Asher, the hindquarters are given away to non-Jews. So, but though there's an Eretz Yisrael, especially the Timanim and etc., that Svardim, some that have the Misera and know exactly what to cut out, they do eat these parts of the animal and it would be an issue. Okay, that's the Falaf. Basically, the Sif Aleph is all the four conditions of the Bria. Now let's see an application to this din. Sif Beis. Dover Shul Bria, Shnez Bashal, and a Heter. Something that's a Bria, that's cooked with Heter. Im Eim Akiyoy, if you don't recognize it, you don't know where it is, where the Bria is, Hakol Aser, everything's Aser. But wait if Manis in time. But the gravy is only Aser if there's taste of the Bria. Meaning the gravy is a liquid that you can see if the bria is there or not. So if you see that the bria is not in the gravy, so you don't have a problem of the bria, because the bria is not bottled in 1,000, that's only the bria itself, not the taste of the bria. And since in the gravy you can see that the bria is not there, therefore the only issue is the taste of the bria. If it's something that gives a good taste, then you'll have to rebottle the taste. We'll see by bugs later that bugs then don't give a good taste. But those things, for if it's a of tame, one of those things, that has a taste of meat, and you can't find it, you don't know which is which, in such a case, you need 60 to mevatel the taste of the bria, because it's also just like, the taste of the bria is also just like every other issue, and you need 60 against it. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch continues. V'makiva yizorkoi. If you do know where the bria is, taking it out, throw it out. V'acheven, and all the other meat, all the other food in the pot. V'harvoitiv, and the gravy itself. Sheikh Shishim connected. You need 60 against the taste of the bria, like we said. Chutz mikin anasha. Kin anasha is the exception. She'ein taimoi oiser. The ein begidim nesin tam. The gid anasha doesn't answer because the Gidim do not give taste. So you don't need 60 against the Gid Anash. Our Shimnai Oiser, but the Shuman of the Gid, is the Duabonon asked the Shuman of the Gid as well, and the Shuman of the Gid has taste, therefore you need 60 against the Shuman of the Gid, if you can't find the Gid, or you remove it. You need 60 in the gravy, or if you remove it, 60 against the Shuman. Oh, so that's what the Shuman says, it's our Shishim. Kenegdai lahata waitiv. You need 60 against the shuman agit in order to permit the waitiv. Lefichach, therefore, yerech shenes bashal im gidai, a yerech, a thigh that was cooked with the gid anasha, im akiroi, zarkai, if you know which one it is, throw out the gid anasha, the piece with the gid anasha, throw out the gid anasha, and mechala sham mutter, everything else is mutter, im yesh shishim keneged shimnoi. If you have 60 against the shuman agit, the fat of the gid. Then Enema Kiwi, but if you don't know where the Gid Anasha is, Kola Chatichas is Suez, all the Chatichas are Asa, because they all might have the Gid Anasha in it. Vim Yeshu Gderen Shishim, Keneged Hashuman Mutar Voitev, the Voitev is Mutar, Vim Lav Asa. the 60 against the Shuman. The word is Mutter, but if not, it's not 60, it's Asa, because you need 60 against the taste of the Shuman. When the Moyach HaGid, but in a Nicker, and if the Gid got dissolved, and it's not Nicker, so even though it's no longer called a Gid because it's dissolved, it doesn't have the din of a Buya because it's dissolved. So Achgam Kain Shisham Kanemza, you need 60 against the Gid HaNasha itself. We'll see why when we get to the Shachar Taz. Okay, so let's see the Shach Zayin. The Shach said, so I wrote to Bunis Atam, I did Sinon, through stirring, come away to Sif Dalet, like we've seen in Sif Dalet. Mew, hard to tell, Shishan, negative places of Briah. This step we need 60 against the tastes of the Briah, Hain Adaf, Kabo Oif Tomei, V'inach. It's only by Oif Tomei. And we'll leave when a mother creates it, is that, Min Dvorm Hamo Usin, Hadas Amachaba Ba'arab, the come on, Saif Simon Kuf Dalet, the Kuf Zayin, Ba'in Masha Pasafi, Saif Simon Kuf Zayin. It's like we said, that by an ant, things similar, mosquitoes, and other bugs, according to Machava and the Mamor, they do not give a good taste, and therefore you only 60 against the Bria in order to eat the Rotev, the parts that are definitely not the Bria. That's it, it's called Hay. The rest is mortar of the 60 against the Shumon. If the 60 against the Shumon, the right is mortar. Oh, so the Shach says, caution. The Echsosam Arab could give him a Torah, Ramachaber. Why does the Ramah keep quiet and seemingly agree with the Machaber and Tor? Chemeter Schatz is called Mamala Fetik with Stam, Lashon HaTor. He brings the Tor, Stam doesn't argue. Or Chemeter is Zot. Same thing in the Lavush. With Zet Einai. This is not correct. Elul Das HaTor. The Stavale de Loyim Minachanam by Sharisurim. This is only according to the Tor that holds, that does not hold the Chanam by Sharisurim, by Yisurim, other than Basa B'Cholof. That you don't say Chanan, and therefore you can include the whole pot in order to be mevatel the Shuman Agid. And also, according to the Torah, you don't see Yisadovuk. That it should become an Avela Veshari Sun. The after Shari Surim, be Sudovok, Tok Shishim Negat Kol Chaticho, she is Sudovok Bom. That we hold that is Sudovok and Hanan. So that means that if the Geranoshe is stuck to a piece of meat, we say is Sudovok, the piece that it's attached to goes in there first. It's one of the two reasons that we learned in Malicha and as well as in. There's two reasons for Sedovuk, for those that are starting to Rubis. One reason is that what's called Mamahar Levloya, that it spreads quicker into the thing it's attached to, and therefore I need 60 in the piece that it's attached to in order to be Mavakalit, or because of Shema Pamachas Chutz LaRotev, perhaps once it was out of the Rotev by itself, and therefore will spread only to that piece, and the rest of the Rotev won't help to be Mavakalit. So we say Sedovuk. And therefore, if there's not 60 in the piece itself to mevatel the iser, it becomes aser. And now, because of Hanan, once I have an iser dovek, which answers the piece, now if I say Hanan, now I need 60 against the whole piece. According to the Mechaber, that doesn't hold the Hanan b'shar isurim. So even if the piece becomes aser, all I need is against the iser. But since we hold the Hanan b'shar isurim, so now we need against the whole piece. Imkein, hachanami, yerach shenisbashol im gidai, a yerach that's cooked with its gid, ain't a shah mutter, the rest is not mutter, kibin the ain be yerach atzma samach neged shimlai, since it won't be in the yerach, in the thigh, 60 against the shuman. Ash yehebe hashar, samach neged kol yerach, and therefore I'll need in the whole pot to be mutter, I'll need 60 in the whole pot against the whole yerach. Vaadababa, hapoiske might see, din zed, the isodovok mimadat. Reminded none that Isur Dovok is learned from this case of Yerach. Yerach should is Mashal Giranoshe, and Yesh Bobinus in Tam also that you need 60 in the Yerach itself against the Gid an ashot, shuman an gid. Oh, good, the Isabel Shari Dora, Simon Hofei, Bagoy Sharda, Baguda, Perak Hofei, Simon Kofala, Fusha Paiskim. So we see from all these Paiskim that there is that there's an Isidovakan, that's how we pass them, that we saw in base, and in base, and in gimel, and in base. So the question is, why is there a Ma silent? Why is there a Ma arguing? The Machaban over here tell us that we need 60 against the whole Yerich, if there's not 60 in the Yerich against the Shuman. So the Shach says, V'tzerachoyim edu samach atzmai adel el, Simen ayin beiz ayin gimel, he relied on what he wrote in Simen ayin beiz ayin gimel, v'duch tituv in many places, that we hold the Hanan b'shar yisum, and therefore the same thing would be over here. V'ar v'kosev divya ator b'stam, this that the Ramah and Simen in Tereschatis writes the words of the Torah stam, it doesn't argue. Hayim b'shum she'efshir litchoy kolifarish, because he could say and explain the Yeruch and Zbashim Gidlo im Gidoi. The Yerush in his Bashal and Gidah, the Kama, when he says that the Yerush is cooked with a Gid, Hanush in his Bashal and Gid, Chotach, Mena Yerush, Ema Yerush, Ugdera, it's cooked, and you could say that the case is that it was cooked, cut off from the Yerush, together with the Yerush in the pot. And therefore there's no Mesudovak, and once there's no Mesudovak, so Nochanan does not come into play. And because it's all spread throughout the whole pot. And everyone will agree that the 60 and the whole pot against the Shuman, that is motivated. And therefore, it just said, Ochad Milsa, it just brought the standard case. In the case where it is attached to the Yerach, I'll need 60 in the Yerach itself against the Shuman because of Isadovak, and then I'll need 60 in the whole pot against the Yerach because of Hanan. That's the point of Omar. Okay, so let's see the Taz. So Dalit said the same thing. If the shuman is attached to one piece, you'll need 60 in that piece against the shuman. You'll need 60 against, if there's not 60 in the piece against the shuman, I'll need 60 in the part against the whole piece. That the issue is attached to, but you don't, I mean, בכל יסירים חתיך האנס מנס נביא לנו קונטס אבי שיחה נע that's simply if that's the case you need 60 against the whole piece. Let's see תאה סבקון היי ונימוח אגיד פירית שעוזר לחשיבוס הדבריה loses its חשיבוס הדבריה אבל צריך מקום מוכם סער מח נגבי still you need 60 against it אף אגב דעית בעלמה הוא התוי ועוס ועושי because even though it's wood it doesn't have any taste the Torah answered it, and therefore you need 60 against it. Masak al zeb teres habayis ha'oruch ve'efshir she'bottle b'roiv. It should really should be bottle b'roiv. Kibun shel ha'olam ein nice and tam, since it doesn't give taste. Ve'fil ein minay ve'asru la'olam until never answer it. It will never become answer. Ve'asru la'olam kol shem oruv ve'heter. We didn't answer it. There's no reason to need 60 if it's mixed up with the heter. Ve'midu zeh al din Torah. And therefore we should go on the Dintara that Midaraisa Rov is enough. Because one is an Asa Midaraisa only if it's Tam. But if you say, and the Gidim is in Tam, it has no taste in the Gidim, so therefore you shouldn't need 60 Midaraisa. Midarabonim anyway I'll need 60 because it's a liquid. Once it's a liquid, Vlach Palach, I need 60 Midarabonim. But Midaraisa you don't need 60. Va'afo Pisha Torah Va'ashulchan Aruch Le'itikuze, even though the Tzedatah says, even though the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote this, if it's spilled, like with a similar case of Simon Sakres, and you don't know if there was 60, but there was certainly both, the Asr, Le'el Simon Sakres, and in Simon Sakres, we answer Bein Aminai, but over here, since it's only Drabbanon, it's Mutter. Okay, Nero Lani's deity, that is the opinion of the Taz, that it's only Drabbanon, therefore if it's Nishvach, it's Mutter. And this seems to be followed by the Prima Gwadim. However, the Chavis Das says, understands differently. The Chavis Das understands that a Giranosha does have taste. It's just not enough taste to ask for other food if it's cooked together with it. For its taste to come out and go into other food. But if it itself is dissolved, so its taste is Aster. And therefore, it will need 60 Midar Raisa. And if it's Nishmach, it sounds from the Chavis Das that it's Aster Midar Raisa by itself. Okay, that's 7 base. Let's see now, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kedera Shamorok, Shenafal Hashem Bria, if a Bria falls into a pot of soup, Venev then got lost, Asra call a call, everything's Asra because you can't find the Bria. But we'll see in the next sieve that it's possible to strain it. Oh, and that's what the Rebbe the Shach says. It's Sivkot Niyud. Asra call, Haino Kashiyev Shalahakar Adisim. This is only talking about where you cannot strain it. But if you could strain it, we'll see in the next sieve that it's Mutter. Whatever could be strained is Mutter. Let's see, Siv Dalet. Yerokas Mubusholes, cooked vegetables, Shinin to Baham, Shalosha Tekloyim, three bugs are found in the vegetables. And Yerokas Asurim, we say that the vegetables are infested and they're Asur. Avol Mea Shlokas, but if it's cooked, the soup is Mutter, Masananon, Mutter, you can sift it, and it's Mutter. Chena Basa, Yerokas Mubusholes, the Kubi Mutter. And the meat is also, you can wash it off, and it's Mutter because, check it, and it's Mutter because we say that the vegetables were infested, not the meat. Let's see, the Taz of Bob, the Taz says, Shloisha Teloyim, Vesesa Pesim and Pedalad, maybe Sham Shuvas Arajma, because of Sham Shtepom. The Vesesa says that even if you found twice a bug, we say that the vegetables are infested and they're Aser. We cannot choose Shuvas Arajma, but Venu the Pashat, Shetayesefu Hisham, that's a mistake. Twice, with Zarachlam Shalosh Pam, you have to mean that you found a bug three times. Three bugs. B'chem Pirisham, B'shulchan Aruch B'sif Yud, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch B'sif Yud, over there in Simen Pei Dalet. Omay B'chamizal, Kosab, the Yesh Lahachmer, the Beis, my father in law, my very father in law, the Bach says that you should be machmer if you found two bugs, given that the Rebbe have a chazak with Trezim. Since Rebbe holds, Yud Anasi holds that a chazak is even twice, and I disagree. The Hakasa of Arash prepared Kabbalah Vintoy, because Arash says that Benisuyin Umila the Kaimelim Kabebi Mishum Sefik Nefesh of the Hakol. When if a woman gets married and her husband dies twice, two husbands die, then it's called Chazaka because it's Dinu Nefeshes. Umila, if a child dies, if two children die from Mila, we say that it's Chazaka, and therefore the third one does not get a bris because it's Sefik Nefeshes. When it comes to death, so we go after twice. We say it's chazaka. Mashma the b'shav duchdi. Before we see from here that in other places, kamal kav b'shem gomleil. That we pass kamal kav b'shem gomleil. That three times the dafka bet pluses him. They have a chazaka. That only three times is a chazaka. B'chein ikur, and that is how we pass them. Uveferish konsev b'seiris b'shem iran sham b'shem b'dalad. The p'mam malchus oibiz mutar tashali. Once or twice is mutar. It's only if you found three times that it's asur. That's the same thing in the shachs of kotin yudalev. That is more bugs, and you can't find them, and therefore the vegetables are Asr. See, in some point, Dalit more about this din. That is Simen Kuf.